Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Vanessa that's doing the show for Mahi Tahi Tato Charitable Trust. The program is Unique Abilities. And so, anyway, welcome back, everyone, for the new year, 2025. And for this week, we have got Ian Chapman, who is the General Manager for King Street, and a very warm welcome, because you're our first guest for this
year.
Because there's been a few people that have been away or sick and things like that, so we just got back into it.
Happy New Year. Although it's nearly Easter.
I know, right? We've just been, oh my God, where's it gone?
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about, there's been a few changes. We had Twilight on a Wednesday. But now we've actually increased it to the Friday. So can you please talk about that?
So we're running a 10-week, well, actually we're 2 weeks into a 10-week trial period of Twilight from 4 till 7 every Friday. We currently run it Wednesdays, every Wednesday at 4 till 7, and it's very, very popular. So we just thought we want to try and expand it, see how it goes numbers-wise, look at the different people that are attending, and they may be not be able to attend during the week for various reasons, whether they're commuting to Wellington or whatever, and there's an opportunity for them to come in the evenings now on that Friday. Really, really a good opportunity. Slowly building up, that's what we expect it to do, as the previous one did and on Wednesday, but it'll get there and it'll become really popular, I'm sure. And what we're hoping is that we're going to get some extra funding to extend it after the 10 weeks. So, yeah, and you can do the same things that you can do normally during the day. So all the visual art stuff, painting, pottery, printmaking, that sort of stuff. It is still free, which is one of the, you know, the barriers that we try to remove from King Street, so people can access the service, and that is no cost, no need to have a referral. You just turn up.
That's good.
Yeah.
Just talking about that too, because understanding that Friday mornings, through till 3 o'clock, that's actually on a Friday is just women's only, but after, I mean, at 4 o'clock it changes, so you can actually have women and
men. So that's right. So it gives the men that can't attend during the day an opportunity to attend in the evening as well. That's right, and I've forgotten about that, but yeah, you got just remember, yeah, the 10 till 3 is women's only day still, and 4 till 7 is just the everyday sort of access.
Excellent.
Yeah.
No, I think that's wonderful. I mean, because there is a need, and actually, from from the end of last year, starting back, the capacity has actually grown from what I can see, which is really excellent.
Well, you've got to stay flexible, and we've got to change with the times and with what people need. And it's great that we can open 6 days a week, you know, 10 till 3 on weekdays and 10 till 2 on Saturdays. But there's still people that can't access the service because they can't get here during those times because of work commitments, school commitments, whatever. And Saturday's sports commitments as well. So, you know, there's that in the way, especially now that the schools are getting back. You know.
Yeah.
So, giving people as much opportunity to look after their mental health and well-being by attending at times that suit them.
Because it's really important to be around people, especially, if you've going through something rather than having to stay at home and wallow in depression and things like that, which is not good for
isolation you. Is a big issue now, and particularly for youth. Trying to get them out into the community is very difficult, and providing a safe place like King Street where people can ease their way into it, become familiar with it, become familiar with the people, and then as time goes on, they build their confidence and their I suppose it's just build their confidence to actually get out, get here and do things. And you're quite right, it's not the art that's necessarily as important as we thought it was, and it is important, but it's not. It's that connecting with other people that's so important for people in our community. Lots of things happening here. As I said, we do all the visual arts. The digital stuff is really one of my passions at the moment, and we're enjoying using the iPads with a 3D drawing program called Nomad and Procreate, really cool programs. and we can do animation as well. So we've got lots of stuff there, and even enough equipment to start doing streaming. If people wanted to do some content creation, they can do that here as well. So we're kind of stretching our abilities a little bit, but we're learning as we go along. Mm-hmm. And some of the youth that are coming through the door are showing an interest in doing that. So
excellent. I was going to say that with the technology that we've got now compared to what we did 10 years ago, it's so much better now. Because you've got to move with the times and things like that.
We would like to be a lot more online and do a lot more content, but it's just time. We just don't have it, you know. So it's very poor. We haven't got the time to create stuff that we'd like to create, like lessons online and things like that. It's not going to happen. We just haven't
done it. Not enough hours in the day.
No, there isn't. And so if I had more money, I'd hire somebody who could be dedicated for that role. But at the moment, it's just not going to happen.
That's cool. It's gone from back in the day to sort of up other times and things like that. So we've also got a 3D printer that people can print things you've done aliens and things
that's one on my printer at home. We can still do them here, but it's a little bit slower and a little bit smaller, generally speaking. But it's a really interesting field to get into, and I'm learning a lot about it. But I find it remarkable that within a few hours of creating something on an iPad, you can have it printed out as a form in your hand. I find that incredible nowadays. And there's plenty of other things that I'd like to explore, like laser cutters and things like that. But that's another
thing.
another thing down the track that we'll have to work on. So, but the visual arts, pottery is still the most popular area by far when people come through the door. It's such an expensive hobby to start. And most people have really fond memories of doing it when they were at school.
Yeah.
And so when they get through the door, yay, pottery, I'll have a go at that. And, it's one of those things that kind of drags people back because, A, they've got to come back to finish the work. You don't normally get it finished in a day. So they come back, finish the work, and then they're hooked. And they think, I just love this, and keep going. And they just advance so quickly.
That's with everything. With drawing, painting, and things like that.
You just got to do it. Some people come through the door and they're intimidated by art. And I get that. I understand that. It does get quite intimidating because you feel like you're at school where you've got to perform, you've got to do certain things in a certain way. It's got to look like an apple. If you're told to draw an apple, it's got to look like an apple. Those sort of things they squash people down. And when they get here, they feel that they've got to perform, they've got to do their A-grade paintings straight away. No. You practice, and we will support people to do that, to learn, and we accept what people are doing for the thing that they're doing. We value that. But you've got to kind of get over that fear and do it anyway. It's a common phrase, but just do it.
We're all like that, though. We're all our own worst enemies and our self thoughts and things like that. But then when people, as you say, when people start and then maybe 6 months down the track, they're just wow, and they build something really spectacular from what they've started off with. Which is really good,
I would encourage people that are listening just to pop in, have a look through the gallery, have a look through the workshop. We'll give you the tour. Don't be intimidated by the art that you see. It is fantastic, but we'll get you there. Get you there where you're comfortable with what you're doing and you're happy with what you're doing. That's what we want, is somebody to go home feeling valued that they've got purpose, that they're an artist, they're creating art. That's their role when they're here. And to be part of the whānau.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's the one thing. Everybody's so supportive here. You get treated with respect. There's no wrong.
Not when they're creating, there's no wrong, but there can be some wrong sometimes.
No one's perfect, what I'm trying to say. Which is good, and you know, you're not judged on that sort of thing, which is good, you know. So,
And it's a very welcoming environment. We did have dogs coming through the workshop now, which we kind of love. We're redeveloping the dog policy now to be a bit more flexible. So people do rely on animals for support. And so we're probably not going to get a support chicken or a support cat because that's just not going to work in this mix. But certainly support dogs are there, and they as long as they kind of follow the rules, we're happy and happy to have them there.
And they've been pretty good.
They've been very good. And I actually quite enjoy, I'm not a dog person, I'm a cat person, but I actually quite enjoy having animals.
Oh, definitely. And it's actually good therapy. I mean, like in hospitals they have therapy dogs anyway, and it's actually good for your mental health. And I mean, it goes within keeping with King Street's policies, I guess, you know, sort of keeping you well and all that. And it makes people happy.
You know, exactly. So they might not have pets at home, and you know, a bit of contact with an animal is quite cool.
Definitely. Right, so okay, so we've covered that. On to our next subject. So we have got an exhibition running at the moment, the Aliens.
It's a bit of a slow start. Mainly I think it's just because it's the beginning of the year and people have had difficulty getting in to finish their creations or create in the first place. So we're doing Aliens, Dinosaurs and Tanifa. And so people are encouraged to design these creatures. And they can be paintings, they can be clay work, sculptures. We've got 3D prints in here as well at the moment. So anything you want, really. So pop in and have a look. It's worth having a look. Give it a go. I think really people are intrigued with the 3D printer and what it can do. And I love talking about it. So come in and I'll explain what it's all about. But it's a slow burn. So things will be arriving into the show throughout the month of February, maybe into early March. We're starting to sort out our calendar for the next year, and so we're going to be having shows like the show specifically focused on Twilight art, the artists in Twilight, Saturday artists, Women's Day artists, Halloween we're going to be doing.
Oh, cool.
A number of others. Also the D&D group, that's right, on a Wednesday evening. We have a Dungeons & Dragons group, and hopefully they come back tonight because they're away for the school holidays. And, what day is it today? Tuesday. Wednesday, they come back tomorrow. And so they're going to be having a show too, because apparently, and I didn't know this, they do a lot of drawing whilst they're playing the game. And so they do all these really lovely fantasy creatures and things.
So that'd be inspiring for them, I guess, playing the game, so they just put it down onto paper?
Well, I guess that's how it works, I've never played it. It's an intriguing game to me, I don't know.
I might have to go and have a look, actually. That sounds really... I mean, I have been here, but I just haven't been... with them.
It's quite involved, I think. So awesome. I haven't got that many hours to set aside for it, unfortunately. We'll keep an eye on the gallery because things are happening and changing all the time.
Cool.
And we try to rotate things as often as possible. It's a really economical gallery as well for people that are buying. The stuff is not dear, and in fact we have a tower of artworks called the Koha Tower. It's a glass tower, and that work has been donated to artists, and people can offer a Koha for that work. It could be a dollar, it could be $50, that's up to the person, and that money goes straight back to King Street. So
nice.
Really generous of the artists. And we had a real successful time with that over the Christmas period too, so just sort of carry on with it. So pop in and see that.
Awesome. So, we just about had our time together, which is really good. I'm glad that we carried it on. You know, the chat's been really awesome. Just a few details that we that would help the listeners. Just maybe the phone number, the emails.
It's actually probably easier to see what's happening at King Street by through our Facebook page. So just search King Street Artworks, you'll find us. Our phone number is 0637897777. There's normally here somebody here from about 8:30 onwards most days. Or just pop in. You know, we're at 16 Queen Street. So between the bowling alley and the Thai restaurant, there's a big car park, and we're at the back of the car park. A big teal building with KSA on the front. You can't miss us. So just have a look through there. We're happy to give you a tour anytime, so just pop in and we'll show you around. There's no point giving you the email because people won't write it down.
No.
Just you can go to the website and you can just do a contact or connect page there. So
Everything's there anyway. Like there's beautiful pictures. There's information about who the tutors are here.
Yeah, to some tutors, because it's actually hard getting them to give me a photograph for the website, but that'll happen. The best way is Facebook, because we do a lot on Facebook, a little bit on Instagram, but come in. That's the easiest way we can show you around. And if you don't want to do it, you may know somebody who does, so just bring them down.
Bring your family, your mum, your dad, your... Uncle,
you just reminded me. We've got one things that we do encourage on Saturdays and the twilights, obviously, are Whānau. We want family to come along, mum, dad, with the kids, to come and heal together, to create together, and have fun together. So,
which is great.
Yeah, and it's no cost. So, there's not many places in the world that you can do that.
No.
Yeah.
Well, they need to keep King Street going.
Yeah.
I know that because I've been here for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
But anyway. Thank you very much, Ian, for coming. I know it was pretty fast and, short stuff in King Street. So thank you so much. I really appreciate that at the short time.
A bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old familiar place. You and I, face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant. Survive. Oh. a 75 when they decided the marriage would be at the end of July. Everyone said they were crazy. Brenda, you know that you're much too lazy, and Eddie could never afford to live that kind of life. Oh, but there we were waving Brenda and Eddie goodbye. You can never go back there again. Oh, 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 oh. Brenda and Eddie had had it already by the summer of 75. From the height of the low to the end of the show for the rest of their lives. They couldn't go back to the greasers. Best they could do was pick up their pieces. We always knew they would both find a way to get by. Oh, and that's all I heard about Brenda and Eddie. Can't tell you more because I know.
Guys, next week.
Next week. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.